first of all, mate, it's a case now of Longford, and you must be sort of delighted now to be looking forward to the game.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Something everyone here is looking forward to. We've all been working really, really hard, and everyone's came in working hard as well, and we're starting to gel together now and get to know each other, and it's looking good.
Obviously, Declan's played a few different formations, with three at the back, played four, you know. It's one of them, you have to be adaptable.
Okay, yeah, definitely. It's good that we have that versatility in the group, and it'll stand by us in good stead. And if we have the options to go four or three, at least we've got the options there.
From your point of view, skipper, that's a big year.
Yeah, definitely. As I say, it's something I'm really looking forward to. It's a great challenge, and I'm proud to captain this club. It's something that I've been here 5 years now, like, and it's something maybe that that I could strive on and keep, because I know the club so well, and I'm looking forward to it.
And as a case, we're trying to get Derry back in the Europe, but not very challenging. That has to be the aim this year.
Okay, look, you just take every, as cliche as it is, you have to just take every game as it comes, Kevin. First game's Longford, and after that will be the next one, so we're just looking forward to the challenge.
And as a case from your point of view, obviously international experience too under your belt, and playing under 21s, it's a case of, like, you're one of the elder statesmen now in this squad. Yeah. You know the league.
I know, yeah. I've played in the league like 5 seasons. It doesn't seem long to me, like, but if you look at it that way, it is very long. And I've played near 100 games for Derry, and so happy. So it's a great stage of my career I'm in, and just want to push on.
What's it about to say? You know, you'd signed the new deal, and it's long term. You see your future out there.
Yeah, definitely. Derry's been so good to me. As you know, I've played more in my city, and I came to Derry, and I've loved it ever since, and I haven't looked back.
Kieran, it's a case of now, what, a week to go before everything starts rocking and rolling. You must be looking forward to it.
Definitely. You know, it's a great feeling when you have pre-season over you, which is probably one of the horriblest times of your career in football, you know. But no, I'm really looking forward to it this year again to get going.
And obviously, it's been a, so we say, competent for places now, particularly in the left-hand side of the fence, from McJanet, the Danny Laff, yourself, you know, there's a lot there.
That's, like, you want that, so you do, because you have to push yourself an extra wee bit, give the management team a bit of, like, a headache to see who's going to play who or where, you know. So, but as I said before, like, I'll play anywhere as long as I'm in that starting 11 on Friday night.
Well, that's Declan has been alluding to, is the first target for any player in the squad has to be getting on the starting 11 at Longford, and you're no different.
You know, it's like my head's set now, and like, I come in every day. I'm living in Donegal now, Donegal Town, like, so my head's set for coming from there in the morning to hopefully have a good training session. But then I'm actually looking forward now at Longford. You know, it's the first game of the season, and so we have to go and set a marker down to show all our teams in the league where we're going to be.
And obviously, you've played Harps twice in pre season, you know. It's going to be the usual round, right? By Harps, they've recruited well again this year too.
Oh, definitely. You know, they've a big squad there. You know, we've seen them when we played them twice there. You know, in the first game, I think it was 5-1 or something. The second was 1-8 or something like that, you know. But like, there will be teams underestimating them, and there'll be teams underestimating us as well from the last year's performances. But no, all we have to do is just enjoy the season and just take everything, delete last year, start a new season, go ahead.
And it's your third season now, you're coming on there, and you look at the boys over here now, it's a vibrant squad compared to last season's squad, and this year's very vibrant. It's like the first season you come on with slogging and mudfield and all that seemed to be here in this squad.
Oh, it is. There's plenty of youth here as well, you know, and you'll have the likes of Danny, Owen, wee Jackie Harkin, myself, Darren Cole, you know, a bit of experience here. Like what we say over pre-season there, like how the team has bonded this year so far, it's been brilliant, like, you know. And what we're hearing is the management staff and everything else is loving it. So as you say, we have to just try and keep bonding together and hopefully start climbing that table as soon as early as possible.
I know, apart from trying to get the starting 11 the first game, have you set yourself any targets this season?
Well, I just want to be back pushing again to get up onto the European table, you know. And that's, like, I played last year, 2 years ago, I think it was, we played in Lithuania, and that's where I want to be again. I want to be back playing in Europe. It was my first time and a great experience, and this is where this club needs to be, back and playing European football.
Yeah, and the season just about to get underway, you must be at the stage now, you're thinking you're starting 11.
I've been thinking of that since the day and hour we came on. But listen, it's changed. It's changed every single day since the 4th of February. But no, listen, the boys will drive that. The team will pick itself in terms of who's flying and training, who's done well in the games, what system we're going to play. I think we have a lot of versatility this year, so you know, there's going to be certain games that will line up a certain way and certain games will line up a different way. But you know, what I will say is that they're absolutely delighted with, number one, the recruitment, and delighted with the way the group is coming together and the honesty of the group and the desire of the group. We're young, we're very young, but at the same time, that's brilliant. I'm happy with that. That's exactly what I wanted. I want energy and positivity, and every day that they walk on the gates of this brand, well, we should feel lucky that this is somewhere we're going to work, because at the moment a lot of people are out of work. To be able to work in this environment and in this job on a daily basis is something we should all be delighted with.
And obviously Longford, a newly promoted team, they're going to be giving their all in their first home game.
Listen, I think they'll be very good. I think they'll be good this year. I think it's going to be a very difficult game. I've seen them 2 or 3 times. I know he's chopping and changing Dara, and he's making it different, trying different things out. But the nucleus of their starting 11 is going to be very good. They're going to be a handful. I've seen quite a bit of them towards the end of last season, the playoffs and the playoff final against Shells. But look, Longford have worked so hard to get into the league and that Premier Division. The one thing you'd be guaranteed is the first game of the season they're going to try and win it. Delighted Longford's back in the Premier, because it's a fantastic club with a fantastic history and a brilliant stadium, brilliant young manager, a lot of talented young players. So we're under no illusions we can down for a really difficult night there.